how to incorporate writing and math into your band curriculum without taking out any extra time. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
It seems that these days we're often asked to incorporate writing and math into our curriculum. And if you're like me, you're always thinking, why do I need to do that? Why am I going to take time away from a performing arts class to do some writing? Well, for one thing, it's required, and so we have to do it. But what you have to do is get outside of the box of thinking, oh, I'm going to stop teaching music so I can teach writing and math. And think about ways that you can incorporate it into what you already are doing. Something that I've done for years and years is I blew up, made enlarged the large group judging rubric that we use here in Colorado, and I had it coated in plastic and posted on my band room wall. And for years and years, we've done that where I record the group and then we go through and by show of hands or by comments, I ask them, what did you think we scored on tone after you listened to yourself? What do you think we scored on rhythm? Well, as I tried to think about ways to incorporate reading and math, I thought instead of doing this as an all-group activity, I'm going to do the same thing I've always done. I'm going to record the groups every other week on Fridays is when we do this. I'm going to record them, except what I'm going to do is hand them each a copy of the large group grading rubric for our state and ask them to fill it out as if they are the judge. So now they're getting the writing down because I asked them to give three bullet comments of pluses and three bullet comments of things that we need to improve on. And they also need to check the boxes for 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 in the various categories. So we've got the writing covered. The math gets covered because now they have to add the categories up for all the ones they did get 1 point, all the twos get 2 points, etc. And they have to come up with the total. So the total, then they give us our final score. So by doing this, I've covered the writing and the math, and we still were doing what we were going to do anyway. Now, the grading rubric I use for this, it doesn't count as a huge portion of their grade, but I do give them a grade on it, and if they mess up a bunch of times over the course of a semester, it can affect their grade. But most of them miss the math, not most of them, but a good portion of them miss the math the first time, and then we kind of review it and they are more careful about it. It's a matter of not being careful about the math rather than not knowing how to do it. So I give them 60% for the three positive comments and the three ways that we need to improve. I give them 20% for legibility, and that's just because I've discovered teens have horrible writing. And once again, it's just like the math thing. If they're really concentrating on it, then they can make it legible so that I can read it. Otherwise, I can't grade their paper if I can't read it. And then I give them 20% on math. Something you could also do, you could put this in any order that you want to. You could do 60% writing, 40% math, and just don't take anything that's not legible. That's something I may consider going to in the future. You can do 50-50, whatever works for you and whatever you think is important for the students to work on. For me, the three comments each way is the most important part for me, and so that's why I put the heavy weight on that portion. You will find a link to the Colorado Large Group form on the webpage for this podcast at jamesdevine.net, and I hope that you're able to incorporate writing and math into your curriculum, and I'd love to hear from you about other ways that you've found to do that.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.